Is this thing on? Hi. Hello, guys. Welcome to the Mother's Day special on Is This Thing On podcast. I never really did a quote-unquote special before, but I feel like this is something that, you know, I want to talk about. If you don't know what Mother's Day is, you must be living under a rock. But Mother's Day is the first or second Sunday of May that people like to celebrate their moms and the things that their moms do for them. And I think that's really cute, actually. It's not like it's something gross. It's actually really cute. But I just wanted to be talking about, like, you know, Mother's Day and, you know, appreciate your mom. And, you know, not just a specific day is for your mom. Like, every day is Mother's Day. But I also want to talk about moms. I wouldn't say that don't deserve it, but aren't. Like, moms who aren't moms, if you know what I mean. Moms that, like, you know, they just gave birth to you and then gave a roof over your head and that's it, you know. Moms are, like, they have a, you know, a meaning to it. It's not just a random title that you give anybody. You know, I don't want to have a deep conversation about it because I do want to talk about something other than just moms today. But, you know, moms are moms. Your mom could be, you know, to you in your eyes, your sister or your dad or your grandma or your grandparents or your aunt or, you know, somebody who is like a mother figure to you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having another mother figure that is not your mom. You know, it's completely fine. It's nothing you should be ashamed of, you know, but it is something that people have to understand. Just because she gave roof over your head does not mean that she deserves the mom title. I did see a TikTok when somebody was talking about, you know, their mom, and they were just saying that, you know, they don't like their mom because of certain things that, hey, I might not know, but you know, they have their own reasoning why. So, for example, like, I don't even remember what the TikTok is or where it is or what happened to it. But, you know, the comments was just bashing the crap out of her or him or, you know, them. I felt really bad for them because, you know, they didn't really deserve that. They were just trying to talk about, you know, their own personal problem. They didn't really ask to get hate by it. You know, they just kind of was just like talking about it. A lot of people in the comments were just like, oh, you know, that your mom gave birth to you, or your mom gave a roof over your head, or your mom does this and that and this for you, and you're just gonna treat her like crap and da 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 da. And it's just like, not all moms are your mom. You know, your mom can treat you like the best person in the world, but not all moms are like that. And, you know, it sucks that it is how it is. And coming from personal experience, I'm not going to say that my mom was really the worst person in the world, because there are horrible people in this world. It's just that I kind of expected more from a mother, and, you know, I didn't really expect that from her. But it's, again, it's not my fault, it's not her fault, and it's really not anybody's fault. But, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, again, it's not like somebody was like, hey, you know, what the fuck is wrong with you, you know? But anyways, I do want to talk about something that has been going around TikTok, on Instagram, and on Snapchat, and literally where I go on social media, it was like that. And that is the, I don't even know how to say her name, Pica de Gallo, you know, Piojos, whatever how you say her name, and the, like, Armadillo, I don't know his name. Whoever these people are, I know one of them is pretty, that they dated another guy named Gyro. I don't know why. What's up with these horrible names? Oh my goodness. That they dated, they was from Houston, Texas. They've been together ever since, like, she was like 16, you know, like 17 or 18 or whatever. And, you know, they've been together forever, and then they broke up because he cheated. Da, 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 da. And I was like, oh. And then she was having a hot girl summer. Da, 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 da. But then, like, you know, she got exposed for it, and then she got mad or whatever, and then she brought a lawsuit. And I don't know what happened. I did find out that she made a video, but that shit was like 50 minutes long. I can't even watch one movie in peace. You know, I had to click out and watch something else because I am so impatient. I want to get to the tea. But I did watch the Armadillo. I don't even know his name. I watched his video. I literally made my boyfriend watch it because I was like, this shit is like, it's mind-blowing. It's literally so stupid. And he was just like, oh, I don't know. Okay, I don't know what you want me to do. But it was kind of funny. The video itself was funny. Like, the editing was funny. The little skits was funny. It was cute. It was funny. And, you know, he kept, like, her privacy and stuff like that. Like, you know, it wasn't like he said everything. He just said, like, the things that, you know, could be in the public. But, you know, at the same time, respected her privacy. But, you know. And then I remember there was, like, this one part of the video where, you know, she drafted like a TikTok, and then that she was on top of him, but she did have underwear on and she did have a bra on, but he did censor it. You know, he did censor. He was like, you know, at least I'm not valid, you know. And there were some people that were like, oh, why would you do that? But it's like, at the same time, like, you know, she do be posting like, I mean I don't even remember if I follow her or not. I don't know. Me, I don't know. I only knew about her because of that they were dating. That her and the other guy were dating. That's the only reason I knew her, because they were dating. But like, don't you post yourself in the bikinis anyways? Anyways, you know, I'm not in the right or the place to say anything. But did she date Fora? Or was she, like, was she doing something with Fora? If you don't know who Fora is a rapper slash musician. And he made the song, Take Me to the Moon, or The Moon, or something. I don't know. Take me to the moon. No, it's not that one. I wanna be with the stars. Take me. I don't know that song. Not Talking to the Moon. It's To the Moon by Fora. I remember I was obsessed with the song for a really hot minute. It was like, it's a good song though. I don't know what's up with y'all. I don't know why. I didn't know. This was made like 3 years ago, maybe. And it's now getting recognition for it. And I love it that it is. He has a song with Kalani. Yeah, you know the song. Yeah, y'all know the song. Y'all know the song. I know y'all know the song. I know y'all know the song. This song was literally on TikTok everywhere. It's a really good song. I like it. This used to be me and my boyfriend's ticket our song, but we don't have a song. I just remember liking the song a lot, and every time I heard the song, I think of it. It was some weird ass shit. Anyways, yes. So the Pika Gallo, basically, like, you know, she was having a hot girl summer, but she wasn't owning up to it. Like, you know, like, it's nothing wrong with that. It's literally nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with, you know, having fun. Like, you know, you're supposed to have fun. You're young. You're hot. You're beautiful, and you want to do things, right? But like, own up to it. You know, I'm a gas your head up. I'm like, yeah, get the best friend. But if you don't own up to it, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, best friend. Okay. You know, like, that's the only thing that really bothered me, which, like, you know, she would say that she was like she called him a liar, and I was like, oh, Anyways. But that's really it. You know, I didn't watch the video. Again, I'm not gonna watch a 50-minute video. If you do know what happened in the video, let me know. But I'm not gonna watch a 50-minute video. No, thank you. How long is that? That's like, it's 50 minutes, right? You really think I probably have like ADHD or something. I don't know. But I think but you really think it's a 52-minute video. You really think I'm going to. She used to bully somebody. Oh, that's also 50 minutes long. Oh my Lanta. Amador, Amidor, Amador. Is that how you say his name? I don't know. I don't know. Pick up the guy. Yeah. I don't know. I do know that Gyro is hype. I haven't seen him on TikTok lately. He's been on my For You page a lot lately. And you know, he was out here having fun. He was out here dancing with Santaya, whatever you say. What's up with these weird ass names? I can't pronounce them, and I'm literally Hispanic, and I can't pronounce these names. Anyway, next topic. Next topic. I don't even know what the topic to talk about because there's not a lot of stuff going on that I do know about. Let's talk about the A Boogie and Ella situation. I do live in New York, if you did not know that. And you know, literally the two biggest, you know, people who literally dig a New York love story, da, 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 a ghetto love story, whatever. So, they broke up a lot. I don't know why I'm talking about this now, but you know, yeah, they broke up. They had like 2 kids together. You know, he was like, "Be free," and she was like, "I've been free." And be free, be free, be free. You know, I don't know. They need to drop that song though. I did see that they were they made a TikTok together. DK Ella was like, "Oh, that was months ago," but they literally had the same hairstyle from like not even a week ago. She made a TikTok with him.
More diapers.
Literally. And then like the thing is that literally that hairstyle, she did it when she went to the club with her friends. And if you go to A Boogie's Instagram account, you can see that he had that same hairstyle that he did in his that TikTok. So if you go to Ella's TikTok, you will not find that video anymore. You will not find that video anymore. But you know damn well she deleted that shit when everybody was like, everybody was like, oh man. Oh man. Bugger. Mama girl. If they end up being together, I wasted my time. I wasted my time. Like how? Anyways. I'm not even gonna talk about a lot about that one, but you know, you could see that a lot of I think I posted this on, but the Shade Room only talks about Ella and A Boogie when you know something's going bad. You know, I think a friend of mine posted this, and I reposted the time being. I was like, oh, like she's not wrong. Yes, I also did find out today, like 2 hours ago actually, that Pop Smoke was murdered by a 15-year-old who was trying to steal his watch. The team later resold the watch for $2,000 and has since admitted to the crime. Okay. Let's talk about this. I'm gonna stop out of this. again, like I said, I'm from New York, and literally when Pop Smoke was alive, I would listen. I mean, I still do. I still listen. But you know, the summer, you know, it was lit when you heard the little. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm just stupid. But it's like wait. I don't know. Wait, I'm really stuck at explaining. Oh wait. Hold up. It was me. Wait. Wait, no, cause seriously. I'm so sorry, but I think like at least I'm explaining. But if you know, you know. And if you don't know, then you don't know. And I'm really sorry if you don't know. But this part. The little... Anyways. So, Pop Smoke is, a legit legend. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say, he was a GOAT, greatest of all time. Because, I feel like everybody, who says that, every time a rapper dies or a musician dies. But, he did have a big impact on the music industry. I'm not going to lie. But, it's just, it's cute. It's not cute. Wait, hold up. I'm sorry. I just got a message. His voice was different. The way that he made music was different. The beat he made was different from, usually from New York. He used a London drill beat. The drill beat is from the UK, specifically made in the UK. And a lot of rappers would do that. A lot from the UK would use that type of thing. And then he ended up bringing it here in New York. And in New York to all around the, I'm not gonna say the world, I guess, but it started to become very popular. That was good. There's a lot of people that used that type of beat. I forgot his name. But you know who I'm talking about. If you don't know who I'm talking about, I don't really listen to rap music that much. So it's not I can help you explain, help you understand. I forgot the song. It was, I'll call it Demons. Demons feature 504 in, there you go. 50, there you go. Hey, there's the name. Got it. So, he also does drill rap too. Cool, pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty cool. So, a 15-year-old boy. I don't know if it's a boy, but it's 15-year-old. 15-year-old boy or 15-year-old? Just 15-year-old. I don't know. I don't even remember what it said. I'm so stupid. I'm so sorry, y'all. 15-year-old? 15-year-old boy? See? Yeah? 15-year-old. Yeah, 15-year-old. Yeah, I just said 15-year-old. I didn't say it was a boy or a girl. We're not gonna assume their gender. But, a 15-year-old. Yep. He basically just wanted the watch or more, but he ended up just killing them and just ended up having the watch and then resold the watch for $2,000. Imagine losing your life to a 15-year-old and then they, just resell your watch. I'd cry. I would just cry. I just cry. It's just, oh Lord. It is kind of sad though that his family have to they lost him just because a 15-year-old wanted to be greedy. I'm not really gonna talk about much about this, cause I don't really want to have this episode really long. Even though my episodes do be long, though, I don't want it to have, I don't want it to be really long. But, I do hope that you do have a great Mother's Day, or, how you say, how I said at the beginning, that a person who's like a mother figure to you. I did see this post that was really cute, actually. That it said, what did it say? Oh, yes. It said, Happy Mother's Day to all moms, new moms, mothers who lost their angel, and mothers-to-be. We appreciate and love you all. Thanks for giving us life. Enjoy your day. We love you. We love you so much. We love you so much, moms. Again, like I said... there was this one post that my cousin actually did. She said, I don't jag my mom no more, but if I ever met your mom, tell her I said Happy Mother's Day. So that is true. If I did meet your mom, tell her also Happy Mother's Day. Tell her I said Happy Mother's Day, and tell her I said, you know, I hope she has a great day and many, many blessings coming to their life. You know? I hope you guys do enjoy today with your moms, or your mom with moms, or your whatever. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great day. I love you guys so very much. And stay safe. Wear your masks, please. And if you are old enough to get the vaccine, get that shit. You have to be 16 and older, so get that shit. But do not get the Johnson & Johnson, because they can't even make baby powder correctly. So please. I'm going to talk about that in my next episode. Anyways, enjoy your day. And, you know, stay safe. Wear your mask, please. Please. I want to have prom. Okay, I want to have a graduation, please. Please. Anyways, enjoy your day.
Yeah. Turn my headphones up just a little more, just a little bit. Chilling with my homies and we vibing. All this posting that I'm sipping, I ain't driving.